Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Bruchim HaMa'azinim. This shiur will be Ezra Hashem be a Meseches Chulin Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara starts, the first few words are in Daf Nun Zayinim at Beis. Omar HaMeimar, Hani Bei Detrefa, Shich L'kam HaAsira, Mikan Ve'elach, Havalei Zev Ezagayrim Umotar. Eggs that were laid by a bird that's a trefa. So we have to differentiate between the shich lakama, which means that the bird was nitan with the eggs before it became a trefa, and it was nitrefa b'shas, the eggs were already present inside the bird. In that case, of tamemar asira, whereas in a case where the bird was already a trefa prior to its being nitan with the eggs, and the eggs were created inside a mother bird, which is already a trefa, there, dafka, the eggs are going to be mutter, midin zevez agayrim. Because in the creation of these eggs were mitzuref, the gayrim of the mother, and the gayrim of the father, who is not a trefa. And memar paskins, zevez agayrim, the halach is mutter. Now we have to understand, why in the case of the shich lakama, where the mother was nitrefa after it was already nitan with the eggs, don't we say zevez agayrim? The chayr there too, the eggs were created al yidei a father, which wasn't a trefa. So Rashi says, "B'divya maschol the shich lakama, the uber yerech imahu, the ima nitrefu, because the eggs are a yerech of the mother, which became a trefa, ima nitrefu. With the mother, they became a trefa. V'chein mevur in the hemshich of the amud that it's midin uber yerech imahu. Now the chare, this is davar that's tzarech bir, because now we could ask a farkerta shaila. If the mitzia says that the eggs have a din of uber yerech imahu, and therefore when the mother is nitraf, it's chal on the eggs, Hashem trefa as well. So we should say the same halacha even by the shich labasra. Once the eggs are nitan into a mother that's a trefa, they become a chelik of the mother, midin uba yarech imay, and it should be chal on them, Hashem trefa, and it should be also there as well. And we should not be matter them, midin zev v'zeh gairam. This is a meridik etmiya that has to be understood in this entire sugya. Now, Rabbi Chanan and Kovit Shmuas and Masech Techulin, Ais Chavav, says that this question was posed to Rabbi Chaim Brisker, Zechon Levracha. And Rabbi Chaim did not answer. Now Rabbi Chanan himself goes on to say a teretz, based on a Meridiki Yisoid, which is widespread amongst various Achreinim, including the Avni Nezer and Simon Chav Gimel, the Chalkas Yoyev and Yerideya Simon Zayin, the Chazanish and Yerideya Simon Yerdalid, and others. And we mentioned this Yisoid Bekitzer in the first shir on this parak on Daf Mem Beis. And that is that be'emes and the din treifa yesh lachkar is the iser treifa mitzad the mitzias that the animal is currently a treifa because it has the condition that renders it a treifa now b'kol rega v'rega, therefore the animal is a treifa and it's aser. Or do we say that what makes an animal aser midin treifa is mitzad the maisa that it's nitrefa, an episode that occurs to an animal with which it becomes a treifa, the maisa nitrefa is meichel in this animal Eden Isser. And now it is Asr La'ilam. Zakr B'chan and L'chayr, we see from this sugya that it's the mice and nitrefa that's meichel achalais den Isser. And it's not the continued metzias of it being a treifa. Therefore, in the case of the shich lakama, where the eggs are already present b'shas that it's nitrefa, b'shas the nitrefa, it's going to be chal in the eggs as well, midin uber yerech imay, adin treifas. And this is meduik in the lashon of Rashi, which we mentioned. The uber yerech imay, the ima nitrefu. With the mother, they became nitref. But in the case of the shich labasra, where the eggs are being introduced into an animal that's already a trefa, even though it continues to have the mitzias of it being a trefa, that's not what's meichel d'chalai sisser. So therefore, even though it's uber yerech imay, it's not going to have a din trefa. Ad kan this meridik yesoid that achreinim are mechiach from our sugya. Now we have to speak out that the chayre, this is very shver, because what happens with an animal that's created and it's born originally with the condition of treifas? Are we going to say that there it's not us and we didn't treifa because it was never nitrefa? So the Achrayim say that we'll have to say that even b'shas the creation, when it's introduced into the guf of the animal, this treifas, that's the shas nitrefa, and it becomes usher already from that point. This is a mari de gechidish, but l'chayr kach tzorach leimer. Now, the Sefer Binyan Ephraim, from Agoyin Rabbi Ephraim Brudiansky, Zichrein Levracha from the Altamirers, in Simon Lamed Beis, he brings a Meridik Geshmak Araya to this Yisoid from the Rambam and Hilchos Machalos Asuris, Perek Dalet Halacha Ches. The Rambam over there is discussing that the Iker Pasuk of Basa Basada Treifa, the Taich of Basada Treifa means where it was Nitref Bayar Aidei Echayas Teref. Zok the Rambam, Lemaisa, there would be a Havamina that Imkain, only in such a case where it was actually Nitref Aidei an animal, is it going to be a Treifa. But what happens if the condition of Treifas comes some other way? Maybe we would think that it's not a Treifa, because it doesn't coincide with the Lashon of the Pasuk of Ubasa Basada Treifa. So the Rambam learns that we compare Treifus to Nevelus, and that's going to teach us not to be Machalik. Zelashayna Rambam, Kishem Shalei Tachlek B'Mesa, just like we're not going to differentiate in the case of Mesa and a Nevela, Bein Mesa Machmas Atzma, Ubein Shenuflo Mesa, Bein Shenchonka, Bein Shenidrisa, etc., etc. Kach Lei Tachlek B'Noita Lamos, so too in a case of Treifus, which is based on the fact that it's Noita Lamos, it has a condition which is eventually going to make it die, Ben shenit tarfisa chaya v'shavrasa, ben shenafel v'negag v'neshtabru, ben shenafel v'nesrasku, ben shazarek b'chet, v'chulu v'chulu. So too will not differentiate what were the sibais that made the treifas in this animal. And the emes is, this havamina and maskana could also be found in the mechilta, which is brought down over there in the Magid Mishnah. And the mechilta asks, it says, u'basa basada treifa, ainli ela basada, maybe it only has it in treifas if the treifas have in basada, b'bayas minayin, Amrit nevelo treifa kishin akasov. Ma nevelo lechilak ben bayis ben basada av treifa kain. And the mechilta and so to the Rambam firais imkain lama nemar ubasa basada treifa, diber akasov bahaiva. So it's mavur that if not for the fact that it's diber akasov bahaiva, which is learned out from a tsushta between nevelo and treifa, we may have had a havamina to say that the din treifas is only if it happens in exactly the scenario that's written in the Torah. Davka ayidei that it was nitraf ayidei achaya. And davka even if it took place in the sada. How can that be, frekt the binyan Ephraim? If what asers the animal is the final condition, the result of it being a treifa, it would be impossible to be mechalik between the circumstances which brought about the treifas. That is no part in the chalei shem isra b'chlal. Elamai, this is a raya that be'emes, what makes it aser is the maisa nitrafa. Mimele is a havamina that the maisa nitrafa has to happen with certain criteria in order to create it a treifa. And even after we learn out Aide the Hekish and we say the Dibra Kasav Behaivet and it makes no difference where and what and how, nevertheless the Ikri Yisoid that it happens Aide the maisa nitrafa remains emes. Ad Kandis Mayer de Karaya. Now, Rabbi Chanan over there, and so to the other Chayrim, there are Ma'irer, a Mayer de Karaya problem, that the Chayrer, this should be mitli tali in a major Machlekes Rishayim. The Rishayim, in the end of Perek HaMakasha, the Ramban, the Rosh, and also the Rajbe and Teres Abayas, and Mishmeres Abayas, on page 69, they discuss a famous Shaila, because the Gemara in Behema Makasha defined Vav is Mavur, that the din of Behema Shenechtechu Ragleo is only if it's cut at a certain point in the middle bone towards the area of the Tzemes Agidim. But let's say it's cut higher than that, then it's not going to be a Treifa. Fregin the Rishayim, what happens if you have an animal that's cut lower down, which renders it behemoth a treifa, but afterwards, we would want to make it ice treifa, so we'd cut it at a higher point. Are we able to take an animal which is already a treifa, and by cutting it higher, make it ice treifa? So the Ramban says, definitely, 100%. And the Ramban is masber, that this is different than this that we found in the Gemara earlier in Daf Nun Dalet, that if an animal has a treifas, which ibadri lo sama chaya, that we can heal it through some, that it doesn't have a Shem Treifa because it's curable. Because over there, the Treifas itself is curable. Mashenken over here, Zok the Ramban, calls man and has the condition of it being Nechtach lower down near the Tzemes Agidin. That condition is not curable. By cutting it higher, we're making that condition itself is not present anymore. That's not called a cure, and therefore, calls man, we don't cut it higher, it's going to remain a Treifa. But if we do cut it higher, it's going to become kosher. That's the Shita of the Ramban. However, the Rosh over there disagrees, and he says that once it's cut in a place which makes it a treifa, the chayli goes into the animal, and it never becomes healthy again, even if we cut it at a higher place, and therefore it's going to remain being a treifa. This is the machlekes between the Ramban and the Rosh, and it seems that this machlekes be'atzim is a metziyastik machlekes, whether or not the chayli that's introduced, ayidei, the mice of it being nechtach, b'makom tzemes agidin, if that can be rectified by cutting it higher. But they both agree that al pisvare, if we could have rectified that problem, would become ice trefa. The Rajba that we mentioned, he disagrees on principle, and he brings the Gemara later on the Samach Tes that says that the condition of trefus is ein la heter la'ilam. It's something which never could have a heter. And the Rajba learns that that's a din, and the Yisraela din is that once it's chal, an Isser and Hashem trefus in the animal, whatever is done to it afterwards is not mafkiya that shame, and it's going to remain usser. Now, l'chayra, zogin d'achreinim, bishlam, according to the Rajba, that stems with the lamdas that we said, that a day the mice and nitrafa, it's chala din iser, and it has nothing to do with the continued mitzias of the animal being a trefa. Therefore, the halach is going to be that even if afterwards we cut it at a higher place, the din iser is going to remain. However, lefi the Ramban and the Rush, they hold that be'emes al pi lamdas, lu yitzur would be possible to be metakin the trefas in the animal, wouldn't have a shem trefa anymore. So there you see that although a mice and nitrafa happened, that's not mechel adin iser forever in the animal, but rather it's the continued metzias of it being a trefa that makes it aser. And the rega that it's not a trefa anymore, the iser won't be kayim anymore. So im kain, that doesn't stem with our sugya, that we say that the din of uber yarech imai only applies by the shichla kama, where the beya is inside the mother, b'shas that it's nitrefa. But if it comes in later to an animal that's already a trefa, even though there's a din of uber yarech imai, it does not get a shem trefa. How do these two things stem? And Rabbi Chanan does not give an answer. Ulai, we can say that even according to the Ramban agrees that it's not the continued result that this animal is a trefa, which makes it usher, but rather it's the mice and nitrefa that makes it usher. But just he holds that it's not the pshat that a mice and nitrefa is mechal achalais isser, which remains forever. But rather when it's nitrefa, that's mechal Hashem in this animal, that the animal is nitrefa. The Shem Trefa in the animal is because it carries around this badge of honor that this animal is Nitrefa. Mimela Zakta Ramban calls man that the effects of the Nitrefa are still Kayim, it's still Chalan et the Shem of Nitrefa. The Rega that the effects of the Nitrefa are Batel because we cut it at a higher place and the Nitrefa is no longer present in the animal. So the Iker Shem that this animal is Nitrefa becomes Batel with that. In Kenyesh Leimar, what happens in regards to a Vlad or a Beya? If the Vlad or the Beya is inside the mother, b'shas that it's nitrefa, so because it's uber yerech imai, so that Vlad and Beya is also nitrefa. So the Iker Shem nitrefa, which is chal in the animal, is chal klapi the entire animal, including the uber, which is yerech imai. But lu yitzur, the animal is already nitrefa, and only afterwards it's nitanai with the Beya or it's nisaber. Afterwards, when it's nisaber or it's nitan, and it becomes uber yerech imai, and it's part of an animal that's nitrefa, but the Shem Nitrefa cannot be Nischadish and Bichal in a new chalik that's just added to this animal. Because being that Nitrefa is mitzad the mice and Nitrefa, that Shem Avada could only be Chal in the chalakim of the animal that were present, Bishas, that it was Nitrefa. And it's going to come out of Murray the Kechidish. Because what happens, an animal that's Nisaber, and Akarkach it's Nitrefa, idea the fact that the Raglayim were Nechtach, B'makam of the Tzayim Sagidan. So the Chalei Shem Nitref is also going to be Chal Klapei the Vlad. Afterwards, when the Vlad is born, the Chaloy Shem Nitrefa is not Batal, and this animal is going to remain Aser Midin Trefa. If afterwards, by the mother, we're going to cut it at a higher place, and therefore the whole Chaloy Shem Nitrefa is not Kayim Ba'ilam anymore, because it's Nechtach L'mayla Mitzayim Sagidin, the Chayrit should come out that even the Vlad as well, it should be Batal from it the Shem Nitrefa. Because if the Ramban tells us that the Chaloy Shem Nitrefa is always contingent on the fact that the effects of the nitrefa are still kayim, but once we cut it at a higher point and the nitrefa is not here anymore, so it's batel the shem nitrefa. So the chayr that should apply to all the chalakim of the animal that it was chal on the shem nitrefa, including the vlad that's no longer yarech imai. V'tzarech iyan lamaisa, this comes out to be the chayr a tremendous chiddush. Adkan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The gemara in this sugya is mavur, that if you have a child or an egg which is born from a mother who's a trefa and a father who's not, it's talui in the inyan of zevez agayrim. If you hold zevez agayrim aser, it's aser. And if you hold zevez agayrim as mutter, then it's mutter. Taisus over here, b'divya maschal mikan ve'elech, asks the following question. The Gemara in the end of Ksubis, of Kufir Alpha Mabez, is discussing a preda, which is an animal that's born from a kilayim of a susan achamar. And the Gemara asks, if it's mutter to be marbia, this preda, on the min of its mother. Meaning, let's say it was born from a zachar sus and in a keva chamar, is a mutter to be marbia this preda on a chamar. And it's told if you hold chayshish and lazera av or not. If you hold chayshish and lazera av, so then this animal, this preda, is a mix between a sus and a chamar, so it's not allowed to live together with a chamar. But if you hold ein chayshish and lazera av, so we disregard the fact that its father was a sus, and it has a din of a chamar, and it's not a problem of kalayim to be marbia it together with another chamar. And the Gemara paskins lamaisa that it's a suffix if chayshul lazerav or not. Frektaisis lechayra, how does this stem with this Gemara that says zevis agayrim is mutter? Lechayra, the klal of zevis agayrim mutter tells us that if you have two different garmim that create a child, it's not misyachas to one of the specific garmim. Just like in our sugya, it's not misyachas to the garmim of the mother, which is a treifa. So too in that sugya, a child that's born from a susana chamar, that should not create an iser based on its hisyachsus to one of the specific garmim versus the other gairim. That's Taisus kasha. And Taisus answers that the klal of zevza gairim only applies where it's chad osir v'chad shari, where one of the sides is osir and the other side is mutter. But the case of the sus l'chamar, where the sus mitzad atzma is mutter and the chamar mitzad atzma is mutter, it's only because it creates a problem afterwards to be marbia this preda with either a sus or a chamar. There, the klal of zevza gairim does not apply. And Taisus is not mayrich to explain what's the difference between these two cases. Before we're mazber Taisus' teretz, we're going to mention that Rav Chaim in his sefer Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam, in Hilchos Macholos Asuris, Perek Gimel Halach Yud Aleph, he talks about this Taisus, and as Hakdama he says that Be'emes Taisus' kasha can be explained in two ways. One way to ask the kasha, which is Be'etzem L'chayra, the mashmayis, the pashas mashmayis of how Taisus asks in our sugya, is that we can ask that how can we be chayshish lezera av in the sugya and ksubis if in our gemara we see that zevaz agayrim is mutter? If zevaz agayrim mutter tells us that we're not misyakas to a specific gairim, but makom where there are two separate garmim, so then we definitely should not be bothered by the zera av in the case of the sus and the gemara. Zagreb chayim, but be'emes is another way to explain the question, and that's an opposite way. That l'chayra, how could the gemara in our sugya tell us Zevaz Agarim is mutter, and that we take into consideration the fact that the father of this Beya was not a treifa, the chayre, if there's a chsafik of chayshish on the zera'av, we may not be chayshish for the zera of the father of the zohar, who's not a treifa b'chlal in this Beya, and we would only be misyachasit to its mother who is a treifa, and misafik, it should be aser. Misafik, we should not consider this Zevaz Agarim mutter. That's another way of asking the question how Rav Chaim is masber. And the Chayre, this is a very important Akdama, which is why Reb Chaim brings it in over here. Because Taisus the Masechta B'Chayre, Sondav Zayin Amar Aleph, B'Div Yermatzcho V'Hai Ipcha, he starts off by asking the question the first way. He asks, who cares if Chayshin Zera Av, Harei, Zevaz Agayrim is Mutter? So mitzad that, we shouldn't care about the fact that the father is Asus. On that, Taisus answers the same Taisus that he says here, that the Klal of Zevaz Agayrim only applies where it's Chad Asur and Chad Shari, but not in a case where each one mitzad atzmai is mutter. After Taisus says that teretz, Taisus says a new kasha. Frek Taisus, how does the Gemara in Arasugi and Chulam Daf Nun Ches tell us zevaz agayrim mutter and be mater a beitzas treifa where the zachar is not a treifa? Harei ain chayshish in lezerav, so it shouldn't be considered zevaz agayrim bechlal. And on that, Taisus blives shver and he does not have a teretz. So the chayre is clear from Taisus that it's easier to answer the first kasha than it is to answer the second kasha. And the chayr of the teretz is, because the din of zevaz agayrim means that in regards to isurim, in regards to the klal, that a yaitzim in a usr gets it in a chalais isur, that's only b'makim where the entire gayrim is a gayrim of isur. So we can point to the gayrim and say this came out of a davar usr. But b'makim where it's zev is zeh gayrim, so each gayrim mitzad atzmai, we cannot point the finger and say this was the gayrim, because it mitzad atzmai is not the absolute gayrim in this vlad. So then the Isser doesn't go over, because it's not Nigram absolutely by Isser. The Isser only plays a role as one of the Garmim. One of the Garmim, it does not have enough of a Shem Garmim over here in order that it should Yarshin the Din Isser. Now that's specifically a halacha in the Din of Isser, of Yaitzim and Aser, Aser. But in the case of a Sus and a Chamar that give birth to a Preda, there we're not trying to say that it Yarshin's a Shem Isser, but rather we're trying to pinpoint who this animal comes from. Lemaisa, there are two garmim. The garmim of a sus and there's a gairim of a chamar. And there's no halacha over there that it has to be one absolute gairim in order that this vlad should have in it strains of sus and strains of chamar, which will aseret midin kalayim to be marbiyat on a chamar. That's the chayre, the pirush apashet in Taisus's teretz, which is why Taisus over there answers that it's not a kasha that you should say zevaz agayrim in regards to the case of the preda. But if our keret the kasha is a kasha, because lemaise, in order to say in regards to Isra zevaz agayrim, obviously we have to say that the father has a sham gayrim. If we paskin ein chayshish on the zera'av, or at least we're mistapik whether or not we're chayshish on the zera'av, that means that maybe we're not miyachasit bachlal to the father. So the father doesn't have a shem gairim bachlal. So in Cain, the whole zevazet gairim does not start. And on this kasha, taisis and bechairis be'emes blibes shver. So the chaira, that's be'emes, the Reb Chaim's kavana, when he says in our taisis, be'etzem, taisis is kail two questions. Therefore, it's impossible to answer it just alpi pashtus, like we said, that zevazet gairim doesn't apply in the case of the preda, because the second kasha still remains unanswered. Then why doesn't Ein Chayshin L'Zera'av tell us that it's not considered Zevaz Agayrim Bechlal? Okay, so Reb Chaim says that he's going to tell us the answer to this question. Reb Chaim doesn't say that what he says is the Kavanah Sataisus. L'Chayr, it's Mashma Mitayich Dvarov that he learns that this is his own Teretz, and this is not Be'emes what Taisus was Mechavin to say. And Reb Chaim says this Yisoid based on a number of Akdamas. Akdama number one is that Be'emes, this whole Yisoid, that the Beitzah or the Vlad, which is born Ayidei Trefa, that becomes Aser, is Machmas the Klal of Ayyotze Minatame Tame, Ayyotze Minatohar Tohar. Now, Zogt Reb Chaim, this din of Yotze, Be'emes is Kailal, two separate distinct dinim. The first din is Kemavur in the Mishnah, Masech the Bechayrus of Heyamud Beis, Tmeya Shayalda Kemin Behema Tahaira, Aser Bachila. If you have, for example, a horse that gives birth to a cow, it's Aser Bachila. The second din is Negea, like it's Mavor in the Gemara in Bechayrus Tavavim and Beis, Cholav Behema Tmeya is Aser Ba'achila. These are two separate dinim. And the emes is, if you look in the sugi over there, they come from two separate psukim. And one is to tell us that a Behema, which is born from a Behema Tmeya, that's Aser Midin Yaitse. And the second thing is, something that's not a Behema, a different Yaitse, Cholav, etc., that has a din of Tameh, mitzad the din of Yaitse. Zok Reb Chaim, that these two dinim are be'emes, two different worlds in Lamdas. The din of a behema tahira that's born from a behema tmeya, the aside of Yaitse tells us that now the behema tahira has a din tame. It mitzar atzmai is a behema tmeya. Because it yarshins, it adopts the status of whatever its mother was, and because its mother was a behema tmeya, this behema tahira that's nailed from it also gets a shem behema tmeya mitzar atzmai. So the fact that it's Yaitse from a Behema Tahira, that isn't the etzem gether of its din iser. That's just what causes that now this Behema, which looks like a Behema Tahira, should have mitzad atzmai a din of a Behema Tmeya. That's din number one. Din number two, of the Cholov that's Yaitse from a Behema Tmeya, the Cholov doesn't have a Shem min Behema Tmeya, the Cholov isn't a Behema Bechlal. Just the din iser on Cholov from a Behema Tmeya is, because this is a Yaitse, this is something which bechefta is something that comes out of a behema tmeya. A yoytze min atame has a din iser mitzad the fact that it is a yoytze min atameya. Those are the two dinim, Zok Reb Chaim. Zok Reb Chaim, there's a tremendous nafkamina between the two. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuras, Perek Gimel Lachavav, says, V'zel Hashaynai, Af al pi shecholav behema tmeya ubeitze erev tame asur min atayra, even though there's an iser min atayra by yoytze in a case of cholav and beitze, nevertheless, Dr. Rambam, ein leiken aleyen, shenemar mibsarim leisechelu, ala basar uleike, vein aleike ala beitzav ala cholav. Nevertheless, you don't get malchus for eating yaitzim in a behemoth tmeya, because of the Xeris Akasal that says, mibsarim leisechelu, only on basar is there an iser, and not on cholav and on beitza. And the Rambam is mamshech to explain pshat. So Dr. Rambam, v'arei ha'eichel eison, ka'eichel chatzishir, shu'asim in a taira, vein aleike. And it has the same status as a chatzishir. Zogt Reb Chaim, the aside in this Rambam is, because being that the cholam and the beitza aren't mitzad atzmam bechefza a behemot meya, it's just a yoytze min atame, that then yoytze min atame is comparable to chatzishir, which halacha is, it's also min atayra, but it doesn't get malchus. Zogt Reb Chaim, that's a vada pashat, that a behemot tahira shenolda from a behemot meya, if you have a cow that's born from a sus, Their avada, someone who eats that cow, is going to get malchus like a regular eichel behema tmeya. Now, alpi pashtus, that would be true, because the Rambam says, haray, that the makar to this din, that a chalav comes from a behema tmeya, he doesn't get malchus, comes from the drasha that says, mibsorim leisechelu, on basar he's like and he's not like on chalav ubeitza. Mashma, in a case where there's going to be an isser yaitse that's going to be chal on basar, like the case of a behema tayr that's nailed from a behema tmeya, so that won't be nismayit, and avad it's going to be like it. But Rav Chaim says that we have to understand that if the Rambam tells us that the Yisraeli Dvarim is because it's doime to a chatzishir, so what's the difference between the yaitse of chalav that's doime to chatzishir and the yaitse of basar that's doime to chatzishir? Elamai, what the Torah is being megalatos here is the differentiation between the two dinim of yaitse. Chalav that's yaitse is sachakol a chatzishir. Because it mitzar atzmai doesn't have a shem tmeya. It's just tamei because it's yoytze min atamei. That's doime to the din of chatzishir, which isn't a shir gomor, which isn't a shem echilas behem tmeya mamish. So it's not like it. So too, a yoytze doesn't have a din of eichel behem tmeya mamish. So it's not like it. But in a case where you're eichel basar, for example, a behem tayer that's nail from a behem tmeya, that's not chatzishir, because there the fact that it's yoytze from a behem tmeya makes that the behema tayer mitzar atzmai is a chevtza of davar aser. Because it's a chevtza of a din of behema tmeya, it's not chatzi shir b'chlal. It's a regular din behema tmeya, which is aser mitzar atzmai, and it's going to be like it. That's the lumdus, how Rav Chaim is mazber, the yisoid between these two dinei yaitze. That's the first akdama that Rav Chaim gives us. The second akdama that Rav Chaim gives us is that behemes yesh lachkar. This halacha that we say, that a behema that's yaitze from a behema tmeya, that it mitzar atzmai gets a din of behema tmeya, is that only in a case where, for example, a cow is nailed from a sus, which we're talking about a min tamei, or that would be true also in a vlad that's nailed min atrefa. Maybe there too we'll say that the din of yaitze tells us that the vlad that's nailed from the trefa, it mitzar atzmai, has in it an iser of trefus. Zok Rav Chaim, it's not mistaber. And he brings a raya from a Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuras, Paragimel, Halacha Yud Aleph, which we can't be Meirich in the realms of this year. But he says that the Svar is that this Klal is only Gezok Gevaren by a Behema Temeya, which is Aser Mitzar Atzmai. But by a Trefa, which Kaloshan Rav Chaim is Isura Dover Acher Garamla, Ve'en Isura Bolah Me Atzma, there we don't have this Yisoid that the Vlad has a Din Behema Trefa Mitzar Atzmai. Because the whole din treifas is not something that comes mitzad the etzem gufa behema. It's only because of a condition that was applied to the behema. Therefore, the vlad is not going to get that same din mitzad atzmai. That's the second akdama of Reb Chaim. Now Reb Chaim says a third and final akdama. Zok Reb Chaim, the klal of ein choshesh on lezera av is a klal which is found in regards to four inyanim in shas. That's Reb Chaim says leinin arba mili. And all those in Yanim are things that have to do with the min of the behema. For example, whether or not the behema has a Shem Chaya or a Shem Behema, lein in the Isra Chalev and lein in the din of Kisri Adam. So there we're coming to establish the identity of this Vlad. Is this Vlad Bechevtza a behema, or is this Vlad Bechevtza a Chaya based on what the father was? So there the Klal of Enchayshin and Lazarav tells us that if we want to establish what this animal is, what this vlad is, based on what the father was, ein chayshin lezera'av, and it does not adopt the identity of the father. But that's only true in inyanim, which we're trying to be koveya, what the min of the vlad is. Dumya, to the din of yaitze, of behema tahira, shenolda from a behema tmeya, where we want to establish what the identity of the vlad is, and we want to base that on what the parents were. So there's a klal of ein chayshin lezera'av, that what the father was is not going to affect, and we're not going to say that the child adopts that same identity. But when the naise is a naise of the second din of yaitse, like cholav of a behema tmeya, which is tamei mitzad the fact that it is a yaitse from a behema tmeya, the fact that in chayshin lezera'av, that won't affect the bachlal. Because there we're not trying to ask the cholav based on saying that this is the same min that the father is, but rather it's going to be usher because of the mitzias, that it's yaitze, it's something that was excreted from a davar tamei. That is going to be aser, even if ein chayshin lezera'av. Memeilo zok Reb Chaim, getting back to our case, where we have a case where the father is not a treifa, but the mother is a treifa, Over here, we're not talking about the din of yaitze, of establishing the identity of the child. First of all, in the first chelik of our sugya, we're talking about a beitza. A beitza is never considered a chevtza of a behemet mei mitzad atzmai. It's only the second din of yaitze, like cholav behemet mei, so too beitzas behemet mei. But even the hemshach of our gemara, later on the chesam al, which talks about an actual vlad, and it says the same klalim, there too, Zakhtar B'chaim, Hare we were miyasid, that this din, that the child gets a shem, tamei mitzad atzmai, is only when we're talking about a behemoth tahir and a behemoth mea. But in regards to treifa, Reb Chaim said that it's a davar achar which was garim ala, that's not something that's part of the actual mahus, the identity of the behemoth. There we don't have the first din of yaitzei, it's only the asr, mitzad the second din, that something that's yaitzei was pulled out from something that's tamei, is going to be asr. Memela, the klal of inchayshon lezera'av is not going to be memayit in that in yaitzei b'chlal. Legabi that, we're just going to look at the metzias, was this beitza, was this vlad, culled from a source that's tamei, or a source that's tahar? And because over here we have zev zeh gairim, mitzad the contribution of the mother, it came from a source that's tamei, but mitzad the contribution of the father, it came from a source that's tahar. So it's going to be a din of zev zeh gairim, and it's going to be mutter. And the klal of inchayshon lezera'av does not apply to gabi this din b'chlal. And Zakhtar B'chaim, the opposite is also true. That over there in the Gemara and Ksubis, in the case of the preda that's born from a sus and a chamar, being that over there, it's not nogeya the halacha of yoytze min atame tame. There's not nogeya isra v'heter b'chlal. It's just in regards to the klal of being kaveya the identity. So zev zagarim is not a player b'chlal. And the whole nice over there just is, does it adopt the identity of the father or the identity of the mother. So there the klal of Ein Chayshon Lezera'av applies that we're not going to be misyachas to what the Av was, and it's only going to have the identity of the mother. Ad kan this yisoid from Rav Chaim, had we masber the difference between the sugyos of Ein Chayshon Lezera'av and Zevezeh Gairim, and it's based on three major akdamas. First of all, that there are two yisoidas to the din of Yaitzei. One is that the behemah mitzad atzmai gets Hashem behemah tmeah, and the other is because it's mechefza a yaitzim in a tamei. The second is that a vlad of a treifa never gets mitzad atzmai a shem of a behemet treifa, because that's an isra of davar achar garam la, so it only has the din of yaitze, that it's mechefza a yaitze, but not because it's atzmai a davar tamei. And the third side is that the klal of inchayshon lezera'av only applies when we're coming to bikaveh the identity of the child, so legabi that, we're not mesiachas to the zera'av. But legabi the second din of yaitze is just totally in the metzias, where it came from. And through these three asaydis, he's miyash of Arasugya, and he's miyash of the kasha of Taisvis. Add kan this inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings down the halacha of chaser v'yaser b'regel treifa. If an animal is missing a leg or has an extra leg, it's a treifa. My taima, kol yaser kenotel dami. If it has an extra leg, it's as if it's missing a leg. Now, in this klal of kol yeser kenotel dami, there's a major machlekes rishayim how to understand this. And there are be'ikar three shitas rishayim. Shitas Rashi, shitas Ramban, and shitas Rajba. First, we're going to say be'kitzer what the three shitas are. Then we're going to say what the nafkaminis are between the three shitas. And then, be'ez Hashem, we're going to be ma'irich to understand the tam of the three shitas. Rashi shita is, like he says, be'divir maschol kenotel dami, yeser echad kechaser echad. An extra one is like it's missing one. And therefore, havya kabbalas regal echad. Because it has an extra leg, it's really as if it's missing a leg, and it ends up being as if it only has one leg, and it's going to be treifa midin shmutas hayarech. That's shitas Rashi. Shitas Ramban is that it's ki'ilu notol hu umakayma imay. It's as if that the extra leg is removed, but not that the leg itself is removed, but it's removed together with the makayim that it's attached to. And that's why it's a treifa. Because if this leg, l'mashal, is attached to the buka da'atma, so when we remove this leg, the buka da'atma will be removed as well. So it's ki'ilu, it's not tuldami, and it's a treifa. And the shita sarajba is, this rajba is brought down in the Ran and Arasugya, and b'makar, it's a rajba in Teres Abayis, Bayis Sheni Shar Gimel, page Memo Medveis in the Old Prince, and it's also in Chuvah Sarajba, Chelik Aleph, Simon Gimel. He says that it's kenotel hu levadai. Kol yeser kenotel dami is to be understood kepshutai, that it's as if the extra leg alone is notel. And that's going to make it a treifa, like we will be masber behemshach. Now let's discuss the nafkaminas that are going to come out from the three understandings of the Rishonim. The Fi Rashi, that if it has an extra one, it's as if it's missing the other one as well. And three legs is as if it's missing two legs, so there's only one left. So we're only going to say that that's true if the chelik that's extra, if that's going to be missing from the other leg, that'll be a treifa. For example, if an entire leg is there, if there's an extra full leg, so it's as if the other full leg is missing, and it's going to be a treifa, like Rashi actually says in our sugya, because it's kashmutas hayarech. But let's say only a piece of a leg is extra, which even if it's missing from the other leg, will still be ksheira because it's min arkuva lamata. So vada, that's going to be kosher. So it's tali in how large the extra leg is. If it's large enough that if kenegdai, that same piece was missing on the other leg, it's a treifa, then it's going to be a treifa, and if not, not. The Rishonim are meisiv more, that according to Rashi, if an animal has two kvedim, it's going to be a treifa. Because halacha is that nitala kaved is a treifa. So therefore, if it has an extra kaved, it's as if it has no kaved, and it's going to be a treifa. What about if it has an extra tchoil? So there the halacha is going to be, according to Rashi, that it's ksheira. Because halacha is that nitala tchoil, like it says in the Mishnah Daf Nundalit, is kosher. Only nikava tchoil is treifa. So if we say, according to Rashi, that having an extra tchoil is as if it has no tchoils, so that, in effect, is going to be kosher. These are the three halachas that come out, according to Rashi, by an extra foot, an extra kaved, and an extra tchoil. According to the Ramban, this that we say, that an extra leg is as if it's missing hu umakayma imay. So really it's all talui from which point in the original leg is the new leg jut out. If it's mechuber, if it's attached and it juts out from a place, that if you take away that makayim, it's going to be a treifa. Like the example, the Ramban says if it's attached to the buka d'atma, so it's as if you take away the extra leg with the makayim, which is the buka d'atma imay, so then it's going to be a treifa. If this extra leg is attached, however, to a place where even if you take hu makayma imay, it's not going to be a treifa, so it won't be a treifa. So it's similar to Rashi, but different than Rashi. According to Rashi, it's mitli toli how large the new leg is. According to the Ramban, it's toli at which point of the original leg is this new leg come out from. If it comes out from a point that if that part is nitel, it's a treifa, then it'll be a treifa, and if not, not. What about two kavets? So according to Ramban, that if you take away a kaved, it's as if it's nitel hu kveda imay. Even if the two kaveds are attached, that's not going to make it a treifa. Because in order to be treifa, it has to be nitel a kaved, and it's not nishtar mimenu klum, or at least that it's not nishtar mimenu a kazayas. But if you pull away a kaved, ba'ifen, that it takes away the makaimai of the original kaved, but it doesn't make it a treifa, it's going to be kosher. What about if there's two tchoils? So it depends where the tchoil is attached to. If the second tchoil is attached to the saimche of the original tchoil, so the halacha is nikav tchoil b'saimche, it's going to be a treifa. But if it's attached to the narrower part, to the tchoil shei, which the Gemara says that if it's nikav over there, the tchoil is going to be ksheira, so then two tchoils is going to be ksheira. Those are the nafkaminas according to the Ramban, in the case of an extra leg, in the case of two kvedim, and in the case of two tchoils. What about according to the Rashba? So according to the Rashba, Be'emes, if it's only as if the new leg is missing, why should that be a treifa b'chlal? We have to be talking about that the extra leg is wedged inside the first leg, ba'ifin, that if you'll pull out the extra leg, will cause there to be a separation between the top part of the first leg and the bottom part of the first leg, and it's in a place where that makes it a treifa. So if it's wedged in between two chalokim of the regel, the mashal, the makim tzaymis agidin. So by pulling out the extra leg, there's going to be a gap in the tzaymis agidin, it's going to be a treifa. But if it's in a place where even if it makes that gap, it's going to be ksheira, then it's going to be kosher. And the fi the Rashba, shnei kvedim is avada going to be kosher, because it's just as if it's missing the extra kaved. And shnei tchaylim also, come out in all cases, it's going to be kosher, the shitas of Rashba. So these are the three nafkaminas. In the case of the extra regel, the extra kavod, and the extra tchoil, the fi the shitas harashba. Now, as far as the tam is concerned, so let's start with the shitas harashba. The chayr, the fi the mahalach of the rashba, it's the most understandable. Any extra aver in the animal, it's as if it's not kayim b'chlal. That's something that could be understandable by emes min asvara. Something that's extra and it's not necessary b'chlal, it's ke'ilu, it's not there at all. But Be'emes, the Rajba himself in Shuvas, Simon Sadeches, the famous Rajba that talks about the Yisoid of Treifa Einachaya, and he says over there that in all the Yirchas Treifas, it's impossible that the animal should be chai more than Yirbis Chaydish, K'mayshe Idu Chazal. Nevertheless, the Rajba over there is mistopic in regards to an animal with an extra regal. First, the Rajba holds that being that the Gemara says that yes, there's Kanatal Dami, so an extra regal also, it's impossible, Bechlal, that the animal should live. But then the Rajba says that it's possible to say that the Klal of Einachaya really only applies to a Chaser Mamish. But the din of Kol Yeser Kanatal Dami, that was Neskabel from Halacha L'Meshem Sinai, and that's a din, that any time you have an extra Aver, it has the same Halacha as if it's Chaser. But Lav Davke is the Metzias of Einachaya can apply to Yeser Kanatal Dami as well. So the Rajba L'Shitasai, we can either say that it works Min Asvara, or we could say that's what was Neskabel Halacha L'Meshem Sinai called Yeser Kanatal Dami, it's as if it's missing. Now the Rajba over there in Tshuva Simon Gimel, he asks that L'chayre, Rashi's Pshat and the Ramban's Pshat are Meshulul Havana Bechlal. Zok the Rajba, how could Rashi say that having an extra leg is as if you're missing a leg? Mechateisa, that should be true. Dayenu to say that an extra leg is as if it's not there Bechlal. But to say that it's as if it's missing another leg, Mechateisa. That's the Rajba's Kasha on Rashi. And on the Ramban he also asks, Mechateisa to say that it's chaser not only the extra leg, but also hum mekayma imai. Haray, the mekayma is not a yeser. Dayenu to say that whatever is yeser, it's kilu einai. But to say that even mekayma is kilu einai, that's not mistabra b'chal. Now, l'chayr, we have to understand, what basis does the Rajba have to ask a kashem and a svara on Rashi and the Ramban? If the Rajba atzmei l'shitase, later in Tshuva Tzadiches says, that it's halacha l'mesh resinai, that kol yeser k'natal dami, so however the din was neskabel, was neskabel. Lefi Rashi was neskabel ba'ifin, that an extra one is as if it's minus one. And Lefi the Ramban was neskabel, that it's kilo chaser hu mekayma imai. Where's the Rambakam to ask min asfara? But l'chayr the answer is pashit, because even if the Rajba says that the din of kol yasa kanatal dami is halakha l'meshem sinai, and the klal of ein achai yud b'is chaydish does not have to apply, that doesn't mean it's a chayk b'li tam b'chlal. Avada there has to be a svara why something that's yeser is as if it's ki'ilu chaser. But even though it doesn't actually have the same effect on the animal that it's going to be enechayu bezchaydish, the fact that it's nechshav ki'ilu chaser gives it a shem treifa. But if there's no svara bechlal to say that it's ki'ilu chaser, it's not mistaber that the halacha l'meshem sinai would tell us something that's just a choik ba'alma kapara aduma. That's the basis of the Rajba's kasha. So how are we b'emes going to understand the Firashi? So the Rosh Hashan Arasugya and also the Torah's Chaim, they say that it's been proven scientifically that when an animal has two Eivarim, so the Kayach that it gives into the Eivarim, that they should function properly, has to split between the two of them. And the animal doesn't actually have enough Kayach to give to two full Eivarim. Memela, both of them end up being weak, and therefore it's Ke'ilo Shnehem Chaserim. That's the Svara that they say. There's another Svara over here that can be found in the Ravon, in Simon Reish Samach Dalid, and it's Ke'ein, the Svara of Rashi. Zog the Ravon, in a case where you have an extra leg, Zeh L'Shaynai, U'Bechol Echad Yesh Leimar Hu HaYeser, V'Harei Hu Chasor Regel. So it's Mavur in the Ravon, that he be'emes holds, that Kol Yeser Kanatal Dami is like the Rajba, that the Yeser itself is missing. But how are we to know which one is the Yeser? On each one of the three legs we'll say, this is the Yeser. Because each one mitzad atzmai is a third leg, therefore, each one mitzad atzmai has a din of a yeser, and it's as if each one is missing, which renders it without legs bechlal. That's the mahalach of the Ravon. Now, the chayr, this is a tremendous chiddush, because even though it's true that each regal b'fnei atzmai could be looked at the yeser, but if we have to look at them, all of them bebasa achas, it's not possible to say that kulam yeseres, for sure the animal needs two legs. Only one of them is a yeser. So how can we say that therefore it's as if it has no legs? Now the chayyad of pshat is that that's gufa the lacham eshem esinai. Because each leg mitzad atzmai can be looked at as a yeser, so kol yeser is kenatal dami, so it's chal in each leg as if it's not there. Memela, the sum total is going to be that this animal is chaser regal. That's the mahalach of the Ravon. Hayyate, that to explain Rashi and to answer the Rajba's kasha, what's the svara, we have two possible mahalachim. The mahalach of the Rosh Hashanah and the Torah's Chaim, that the animal doesn't have koyach to give to two legs. And the mahalach of the Ravon, which is not Mamish Rashi, but it's Daimit Tashita's Rashi, that each regel mitzaratzmai has Hashem yeser. What about the mahalach of the Ramban that it says that it's ki'ilu nital hu amakai me'imai? The chayr, like the Rashba asks, that's meshulul havana. So the chayr, we have to say, and I did not see this anywhere, this is just my own svara, that the Ramban holds that the klal of kol yesek anatal dami is based on a svara that any extra limb that the animal has is aimed to fall off. Now, if the limb is going to fall off, it's not just going to fall off by itself. It's going to take hu umakai me'imai. Memela, the din of yesek anatal dami makes it bichal, as if it's already fallen off with makai me'imai, which is why it becomes a treifa based on the fact that makai me'imai also is going to be removed. Adkan, these three shitas rishayim, in regards to how to understand the klal of kol yesek anatal dami. And now let's talk about the shitas harambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shechita Perek Vav Halacha Chaf brings down the din of Chaser and Yeser, and he says, Im nitel ha-tchoyel, ayshenimtzu shnayim muteres. So in regards to tchoyel, he says, there's no din of Yeser, because Chaser is also going to be muter. Zok Kesef Mishneh, from here it's mavur, the Rambam holds like Shitas Rashi. Because if he held like the Ramban, that it's as if it's nitel hu amukai me'imai, so it would depend, this extra tchoyel, where it's situated. Because if it's attached to a place in the other tchoyel, where if it's nital, it's going to take away and make a nekev in the tchoyel, so it's actually going to be treifa. The fact that the Rambam is seisim and says that in all situations, two tchoyels is going to be kosher, vice versa, he holds a shitas Rashi, that yeser kenotl just means it's as if both of them are missing, and the halacha is that if the tchoyel is missing, it's kosher. And the emes is, this is the mashmayis of the ikar way that the Rambam brings down the din of yeser kenotl. Because his lashon over there is v'chein im nivre b'shnei evarim me'aisei aver. Any time we say that if it's missing an aver, it's treifa. If it's nivre b'shnei evarim me'aisei aver, treifa shekol hayeser kenatalu chashuv. So the pashtus mashmais of the Rambam just is like Shitas Rashi that if there's an extra one, it's as if it's missing both because he doesn't shtelavek any tnayim like the Ramban would have it that it depends where the yeser is mechuber to. So that it should be that if it's nitel hu makai me'imai, that it's going to be treifa. And from here it's also mavur that he doesn't hold like the shitas harashba. Because the shitas harashba would be that yeser kenatal dami, it's only if it's wedged into a specific place where if it would be split over there, it would be a treifa. The fact that the Rambam says bepashtus, that anytime it's yeser, it's as if it's missing that aver, and because if it's missing that aver, it's a treifa, so by yeser it's also a treifa, is mavur avade that he holds like shitas rashi. Now, the problem with this is that we mentioned that one of the nafkaminas between Rashi and the other Rishonim is what the halacha is in regards to Shnei Kvedim. The Fi Rashi, Shnei Kvedim is as if it has no Kvedim, so it's going to be a treifa midin nitel hakavod. But the Fi the Ramban and the Rashba, that it's only as if it's nikev, by two Kvedim it's always going to be kosher. The problem is that the Rambam, in regards to all the Evarim that have the klal of Yeser Kenatal Dami, he mentions a mefurish. Then in those specific Evarim, just like if it's missing it, it's going to be a treifa. So too, that if it's yeser, it's going to be a treifa. All the Evarim, chutz from by kaved. When he speaks about the din of nitala kaved, like in Perek Ches Halacha Chaf Aleph, or in Perek Yud Halacha Tes, where he counts out all the shivim treifas, the only Evar which he does not mention, that if it has yeser, that it's going to be a treifa, is in regards to the kaved. Mashma Mufurishli holds that two kavedim is going to be kosher. How does this stim with the fact that we know that the Rambam holds like Rashi, that if it's yeser kenatal dami means that it is if that it has none? So him came by two kvedim, it should be a treifa. This is a big question, but the Maisa, the Kesef Mishnah over there in Perek Vav Halacha Chaf, he midas atzmai says that it's mashma to him that the Rambam is going to hold that shnei kvedim is kosher, and he's masbir bekitzer why that is so, and we're going to explain this Kesef Mishnah behektim two important takdamas. The first akdama is as follows. We know the Gemara in the beginning of the parak on Daf Mem Gimel counts out Omer Ula, Ches Treifas Nemru L'Moshe Misinai. Amongst the Ches Treifas, there's Netula and Chasura. So Tzarech Bir, what's the difference between Netula and Chasura? Both of them sound like that it's missing a specific aver. So the Rambam in Parak Ches Halacha Chavdal of Hilchos Shechita explains that Chasura means that it's missing from Shas Haleda. It was born without that aver. Whereas Netula means that it was originally created with the Aver. Just afterwards, an injury happened, and either biyad, or because of some kind of chayli, it became missing that Aver. Now, it's interesting to point out, we mentioned earlier in the shir, that the Achrayim say, that even an animal that's born missing a specific Aver, The site of the treifas is because it's nitrifa. And we look at it that at the time of the creation, that it was created without the aver, it's as if a mice and nitrifa happened to it. Even though that's true, nevertheless, there's still a difference between an animal that was created without an aver and an animal which was created with the aver, but because of a specific incident, it lost the aver. We have to say that these two forms of nitrifa are cholkim shem la'atzma. Now, yesh la'ayin, when we find the specific treifas of chaser, a certain aver, what's the halacha going to be if it was born with the aver, but it was only nitil afterwards? And so too, we have the character shayla. If we find a specific treifas of nitil a certain aver, what's going to be the halacha if it was originally born chaser, that aver? So on this, we have a major machlekes between the Rambam and the Rashi and Taurus Abayas. The Rambam says, enoch ha-shchita per-ches halacha chavdalet, v'zeh l'shaynei, kol aver shenemer b'ayshem haya chaser treifa, kach em nitil treifa. Anytime we find that it says that if it's chaser, it's a treifa, avare it's kailal not just that chaser mitchilas b'riyasi is a treifa, but so too if it's nitil afterwards, it's going to be a treifa. Aval, in a farkerta case, aver shenemer b'ayim nitil treifa, ein a neseres ela im nechta chayse aver. When it says nitil it's a treifa, that's going to be mekel that specifically if it's nitil it's a treifa. Aval im nivris chaser oise aver, harezu muteres. Nitel has come to tell you davka nitel, but if it's born without, it's going to be mutter. Shem lai timer kain, nimtzis hachasera vanatula achas. If we won't say that, it would come out that there's no nafkamina between these two categories of treifas. So Yaitse, the Rambam holds that chaser is kolshake nitel, but when it says nitel, it's davka nitel and not chaser. Now the Rajman Teres Abayas on page Memhei, he's chaylik vehemently on the Rambam, and he says nearly d'loishna nitel v'loishna chaser. Ella, what's the pshat that the halacha l'maaseh Messina counted as two categories? Zog the Rashba something very interesting. The reason why the halacha l'maaseh Messina counts bein nitel and bein chaser is gufa kadei shalei novei loymar kamesha amar rav. So that we shouldn't say, like the Rambam says, that maybe davka nitel and not chaser. Therefore, the halacha l'maaseh Messina counts bein chaser, bein nitel, to tell us that sai chas and sai nitel are both included in treifas. And in all the evarim, where nitel is a treifa, so too if it's chaser, it's going to be a treifa midin chaser. And there's no nafkamina lalocha between if it's chaser mi'ikr b'riyasai or later. Lefi this, what's going to be if you have an animal that's born without a kaved? The Rambam's going to hold that being that the treifas is counted out as nitel a kaved, it's going to be kosher. And the Rashba, this is one of his major questions on the Rambam, he says it's impossible. If nivris ha-behema b'loi kaved, it's for sure going to be a treifa. That's the first akdama. The second akdama is yesh la'ayin in the klal of kol yeser kanatal dami. Does that mean that it has the chaymer as if it's nitel after it's born? Or really the aside is that kol yeser is as if it's born chaser dami. Now in the lashon of the Rambam we find mashmoyis soisrim. Mitzad echad, the Rambam that we mentioned in Perek Vav Halacha Kaf, he says the lashon kanatal dami, which is be'etzem the lashon of the Gemara. Mashma that it has the chaymer of being nitel after its birth. However, the Rambam in other places, for example, in Perek Ches Halacha Dalet, where he talks about Yiseres HaUnais, his Lashon is that it's Kechaser. And so too in Perek Ches Halacha Yud Aleph, where he talks about an extra regal, his Lashon is Shekol HaYeser Kechaser Dami. That would be Mashma that it's only considered as if it's born without that Aver, but it doesn't have the Chaymer of Notel. Now the Kesef Mishneh, in Perek Vav Halacha Chaf, he says B'Pashtus, that kol yeser kanatal dami means that it's as if it's born without it. And the chayri is coming with a svara. Because being that it was nailed yeser, so it has a din of nailed chaser. It would be very shver min a svara to say that something that's nailed yeser, it's as if that it became nitel la'achar haleda. Now the emes is that this is gufa mitli tali l'chayri in how we understand the klal of yeser kanatal dami. Because the fidur amban, that he says that it's ki'ilu nitel hu umakayma imay, the pashas is that we look at it as if it fell off afterwards and it took makayma imoy. But lemaisa, the Rambam l'shitasa, that he holds like shitas Rashi, that if it's born with an extra aver, it's as if it's missing an aver. The chayra there, the pashas is, like the Kesef Mishnah says, that because it's born with an extra aver, it's as if it's born missing an aver. Based on the two svaras that we said earlier, sai lefi the svara of the Teres Chaim and the Rashash, that the animal doesn't have kayach to give chios to both avarim, and sai lefi the mahalach of the Ravon, that each aver ve'aver is looked at as if it's extra and it's not needed, so it's as if it's born without it. Memeil lefi this, zok the Kesef Mishnah, now we understand why the Rambam holds that by a kaved, if it has two kvedim, that it's going to be kosher. Because being that kol yasek anatol dami means it's as if it's born without it. And being the Rambam Shita is that anytime it says a treifa is belosha nitel, like nitel a kaved, it's only a treifa if it became nitel after birth. But if it's born without it, it's going to be kosher. So you put these two things together, it's going to come out, borur, why two kvedim is actually going to be mutter, l'shitas harambam. Adkan d'shtikol, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Mishnah towards the bottom of Nunches Amud Beis brings down, if it's achla hardufni, v'sha achla tzoyas tarnagaylam, oishas shosas mayim harayim, then the halacha is that it's ksher. Now hardufni, Rashi's mefarish, that it's sam hamavis lebehema. So it's sarach bir, why be'emes in three cases, which it seems that the animal is really going to die, why is the halacha that the animal is ksherah? So there's a very interesting machlekes v'shanim about this. This din is be'emes brought down as a drasha in the Teres Kehanim, in Parsha Shmini, Pera Gimel, Halacha Yud, and the Ravid in his Pirsha in Teres Kehanim is masbir, that because these cases is imevadr l'sama chai, because being that it has a cure, you could give it a sama chai and it will live, therefore, the halacha is that it's not a treifa, like we saw earlier on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. However, the Sefer HaEshkel, who's known as the Ravid HaZaken, and this is brought down in the Or Sameach and Hilchas Shechita, Perech Ches Halacha Yud Zayin, he says that the reason why it's not a treifa is because it's like a mesukenes. The Gemara earlier on Daf Lamed Zayin says that a treifa is only if there's a chesaron in the behema. But if the animal has no chesaron, it's just mesuken, it's going to die because of a side thing like chulsha or zikna, etc., that's not included in treifas. Zok to Sefer Eshkol, so too, Hardufni, Tzoyes Satar Negoylem, Mayim Arayim, there's a certain poison that goes into the blood of the animal, but there's no chisorin beside the etzim animal, therefore it's going to be kosher. Now the emes is, if you're Ma'ayin, L'chayra, these two Mahalchim of the Ravid and the Sefer Eshkol are totally in different gersoyes how they were gersed in the Teres Kehanim. And we'll be makdim that the Teres Kehanim in the earlier halacha, halachates, brings down the din of nitlu akloyas, nitl atchoyel, nitl lechli atachtoin, that the halacha is that it's not a treifa. And afterwards, in halacha yud, it brings down the din of achla hardufni, etc. Now, the girsa of the Ravid and Teres Kehanim goes as follows. In regards to the first din of nitlu akloyas, nitlu atchoyel, that it's not a treifa, the Teres Kehanim makes a drosha, tamad loymar nevela utreifa. Ma nevela she'ena baschayim. Av treifa she'ena baschayim. Yatzazu shehi baschayim. So the Teres Kehanim is telling us that a treifa has to be a eino baschayim, and nitlu akloyas is a baschayim, it can live that way. Then in regards to achla hardufni, there the Teres Kehanim makes a second drasha. Nevela treifa, ma nevela she'ein kamoi ha'chaya, av treifa she'ein kamoi ha'chaya. Yatzazu she'kamoi ha'chaya. So it's mavur in Teres Kehanim that we need two separate limudim. First of all, there's a din that tells us a treifa has to be eino baschayim, and that's mamayet nitlu akleis, nitlu atchoyel, etc. And then there's a drasha that a treifa has to be ein kamaya chaya, and that's mamayet hardufni and tzoyos atarnagoylem, etc. What's the bir advarim? So the ravid is masbir, because nitlu akleis is a baschayim. The animal could actually live. An animal could live without kleis and without atchoyel. Therefore, it's nismayet from the drasha of nevela treifa. This is a baschayim. Now, achla hardufni, be'etzem, it's not a baschayim. In the current situation where the hardufni is going through its bloodstream, it can't live. Nevertheless, we make a second drasha, ma nevela she'en kamoy ha'chaya, av treifa she'en kamoy ha'chaya. This is something that's kamoy ha'chaya. It's possible in this circumstance to also live, even though the animal mitzad atzma is a baschayim, it could still be kamoy ha'chaya, because you could give it sama and it's going to live. These are the two drashas according to the Ravid. Whereas the Sefer Eshkol, he's gersed in the Teres Kehanim Farkert, and that's be'emes also the girsa of the Gra. In regards to Nitlu Akleis, there the Teres Kehanim makes the drasha nevela utreifa, ma nevela she'en kamaya chaya, av treifa she'en kamaya chaya, yotzazu, Nitlu Akleis and Nitlu Atchoyel is kamaya chaya. Then, in regards to Achla Ardufni, there the Teres Kehanim makes the drasha, ma nevela she'en abaschayim, av treifa she'en abaschayim, Yatzazu, Achla Ardufni, Tzayas Atanagaylam, is a baschayim. According to this Gersa, the Mahalachim Pshat is going to be like the Sefer Eshkel. In regards to Nitlu Akleis, Nitlu Atchoyel, the reason why that's not a treifa is because it's Kamaya Chaya. It's possible to live. An animal missing Kleis and Tchoyel is possible to live. Whereas in regards to Hardufni, Be'emes, it's impossible to live. Lemaise, at this point that the Hardufni is going through the bloodstream of the animal, it's Ein Kamaya Chaya. It can't live. Nevertheless, it's Nismayit, because it, Mitzar Atzme, is called a Bas Chayim. You have a situation where it can't live, but it's a Bas Chayim. Why? Like the Sefer Eshkol is Masber. It can't live because there's a Zaitik Asiba that's making it die. But it's not a chesorn mitzad the gufa behema. So if you look at the behema mitzad atzma, it is a bas chayim. So that's what the second Rasha is teaching us, that it's not a trait for b'chayi gavna. Ad kan this inyan, and ad kan this shir for daf nun ches.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.